They say, ah, what do they can't kill you. And please, I've been telling you, when you read that arena, don't pray nice prayers unless the person is your friend. One prayer, you write it on your wall in front of your gate. Lord, contend with them that contend with me. If you are in PDP, before the meeting, let us pray. Lord, we are your servants according to the ordinance of leadership. Therefore, anyone that will do your will that's present here, contend with those who will contend with them in the name of Jesus Christ. The amen will not be loud. I'm telling you, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. I think I have digressed plenty. Let us go into our main issue. Amen? We're talking about James. So James said, we speak, that's how I said. We speak with our tongues, all right? We give ourselves instructions before we get into the area where we have pressure. And that's what carries us in the time of pressure. Do you get my point? So what's our prayer point for this season? It's about following God fully. So let's rise to our feet. We want to speak to ourselves concerning following the Lord fully. As usual, first thing, let's just give the Lord thanks because of the power of his word that he has brought us to contact. Say, Father, we thank you. All we want to do today is just to speak to ourselves. Say, Father, I receive the unction this afternoon to declare boldly in your presence. Let's just give the Lord thanks for the word that he has been bringing to us. It's important. Say, Lord, give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Enlighten the eyes of my understanding. Let me know your will. Let me know the words to speak in your presence. He said, draw near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools. Watch your steps, he said, when you are approaching the temple. So it's a very valid prayer. Say, Lord, give me understanding concerning the words to speak in your presence. It's important we follow God fully. So we want to pray that concern our following him fully. We want to speak to our lives. So Lord, give me the right words to speak in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. First of all, let's start like this. I just feel like we should start through a series of words of repentance. Just say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say it loud, Father, in the name of Jesus. I repent of every way that I walk in that is not pleasing to you. I repent of every way that I walk in that is not in accordance with your will. I repent of walking in the way of the world. I repent of walking in the way of the Philistines. You know, he said that they have become like soothsayers like the Philistines. So he said, Lord, I repent of soothsaying like Philistines. Let me just explain that briefly. You know what it means to soothsay like a Philistine? All right? He said, Lord, you have abandoned your people because they have been filled with influences from the east. They become soothsayers like Philistines. That is, they make predictions like those who don't believe. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's it. And you know, I was telling my wife something. I said, I've showed you before, you know, I have 4 children. You all know them. I told her yesterday, I said, my first son is a temptation to any parent, a Christian parent. You know why? The boy is incredibly smart. I know what I'm saying. He's 8 years old. They have taken 4 for him for common entrance. I said, this is how, you know, Christian parents will make mistakes. This is a temptation. You will look at it and say, I know he's going to do well in life. I don't know what you get what I'm saying. It's called soothsaying like Philistines. Why? Because he's jumping classes, he's so smart, beats everybody in class. Suddenly you predict based upon that. Do you follow? That he's going to be successful in life. So I told my wife, I will never fall for that temptation. I said, you know what you are doing, oh boy? God is keeping you occupied until the appointed time. So if you like, you know, have fun beating everybody, not learning everything. You teach him one thing. I teach him a lot, all right? Because I'm already telling him the one day he said that, look at stars. I showed him a constellation. I described the constellation of Orion for him. I know he'll never forget. So if you see him at the age of 9, brings you out at night and shows you Orion, you look at him, you know, you'll be bemused. same word I used, I explained it to him. When you say trough, this is what the trough means as compared to a valley. I teach it because I know he won't forget. But as far as I'm concerned, you are just being occupied. It's called occupation. You understand my point? This is what you, some people play, some people learn. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm saying. You get my point? So I told him, I said, this is temptation. As a parent, you start looking and say, ah, I know this boy will do well. You start plotting what he will become, what he will not become. I say, listen to me. Whatever you will become, it's not because you are smart. It's because of the prophetic utterances I'm bringing forth. You know why I told my wife it's a temptation? And this is a temptation in it. If you hold on to this apparent smartness, if his younger ones don't show that degree of smartness, you have condemned them to not doing well and you don't realize it. Because God says, hey, which double standard do you want to use? Are you going by faith or by what you can see? So you go to one and say, I know this one. Then now start praying for the rest. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will do it. God says, shut up, my friend. What happened to the first one? You are walking by arm of flesh. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's what it means to soothsay like Philistines. You don't check them. I'm very smart. I will go far in life. You want to marry a husband? You see the guy, I know, see me, I not get problem with that. One, he's going to be very rich because he's very intelligent. And I know my children will be intelligent. You will born idiots as children. You will. No, I'm telling you. I know what I'm telling you. That's what God does to children, to Christians. It's called soothsaying like what? Philistines. Then you condemn people. Say, that one, I know he's not going far. You say it about somebody else. You are soothsaying like what? A Philistine. You are making predictions based on what you can say. You don't do it for good. You don't do it for evil. You get my point? If the thing is good, you thank the Lord for it and you prophesy and you say, it's my prophetic words that will come to pass. If it doesn't look good, you thank God, you pray against it, but you still maintain prophecy that what you will become in life is based upon what the word of God says, which I have agreed with. And because I'm your father and I love the Lord, he said his seed will be mighty on the earth. And you are my seed, I condemn you to mighty on the earth. You understand what I'm saying? His seed, that is, I told you before, people say, go born Peking abroad. I said, listen, born my Peking for Malawi. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Born now for Bahrain, in the midst of crisis. No? There's crisis in Bahrain now. Mm-hmm. Born now for America. Mm-hmm. And I thank the Lord they were born in Nigeria. Oh, well and good. What is determining what they will get to, where they will get to in life, is that he said his seed will be mighty on the earth. It is the might of the seed of the righteous one that's my issue. It is not where they were born. Please, go to America. You will see poor people, crazy people. In the same, in America, crazy people. Most Nigerians who do well in America cooked up the doing well from Nigeria. Do you get what I'm saying? They got up from here and went to do well in America. So it's not where you born anything. As if you say, I must go and burn my picking abroad. Sorry, in case you're my friend, just know I was laughing at you behind your back. Yeah, you're wasting your money. Should I give you that money to preach the gospel? It's a waste of money. It's an absolute waste of money. And don't think it's a joke. When my wife was going to leave her the first time, her mother was telling her that, we want to go and visit your sister. Can you come? Because her other sister lives in the UK. So my wife looked at her mother and said, okay, so when will I come back? After like 3 months. He said, 3 months? My husband won't see his child? He said, no, sorry, forget it. For her, it was supposed to be like an opportunity to trip. You understand that kind of thing? That's, God is my witness. For her, it was trip. He said, let me just go abroad too. Let me go and look. And once they said 3 months, I said, thank you. Don't worry. Nothing wrong with burning for Enugu and Benin here. It's good. And my mother-in-law said, you people say, your own things are always different. I said, So you two have learned it. My mother learned it like 10 years ago. You two have learned it now. because I believe. I said, what is it? He said, you never can tell. Tell what? His seed will be mighty on the earth. That's all that concerns me. That's why I said, you have to repent of soothsaying like Philistines. You have predicted about your life according to what you can see. You have predicted about your friends, which is actually a sign of what you believe. Because sometimes what you are praying about is what you are wishing for, not what you believe. I don't know what I'm saying. When it's your own case, you'll be wishing. So you go to prayer with wish. Hey, Father, you will lift me up. Father, you know I sowed a dangerous seed on Sunday. I hope it does not damage your throne. It's very dangerous. All right? So then you look at your friend. He said, that guy, oh, no, 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 no. He can't, no, 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 no. That time he should have nothing for him again. We warned him that time, but you see, he said that you start condemning him Philistine way. Do you get my point? Soothsaying. Because he doesn't have the things you think is necessary to do well in life. Then you now turn around and be praying. Look, I've told you all those prayers is, oh God, please. I'm sure you understand me now. That when God is judging whether you have it or not, it's not that time. Say, oh yeah, everybody, in the name of Jesus, confess that I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. Then you say, Lord, I have it. He does not have it. Why doesn't he have it? You know, his father is not rich, but I have it. He said, you see, either you believe or you don't believe. If you believe, you will believe all around. If you find a man who says he believes also, you will join with him in faith and your faith will come out. You get what I'm saying? So that's what I mean when I say we are confessing the sin of soothsaying like Philistines. Let's go back there again. Say, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I repent of soothsaying like Philistines. I repent of judging by what my eyes can see. I repent of judging by what my ears hear. I repent of judging according to the ways of the world. I repent of every way in which I have made you too small in my eyes. Where I have leaned on the arm of flesh, I repent and I receive your forgiveness. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for your mercy because you have forgiven me. Lord, pour into me the spirit of faith. Listen, that prayer is very important too. Say, Lord, pour into me the spirit of faith. What is the spirit of faith? That which makes a man believe. Which makes a woman strong in the face of adversity. It's either God pours. You can't do it by yourself. So therefore, pray again. Say, Lord, pour into me the spirit of faith. I desire to walk in a manner pleasing to you. I will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Declare aloud, I will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. That's from Psalm 1. He said, blessed is a man who does not walk. You see, it is the blessedness of a man is decided by where he's walking. I said last time when we were teaching here, I said, listen, the doors of the spirit are controlled by the precepts you obey. He said, if a man loves me, he will keep my word. And the Father will love him. And the I and the Father will come and make our abode with him. Is the person you are obeying his principles that you have opened doors to? If you use the principles of the villagers to run your business, there's a spirit that didn't allow anybody there to progress. There's always a reason. If you go to any place where people are not making progress, sit down, analyze, you will see where the oppression of that spirit of backwardness. And they tend to carry it everywhere they go. Some of them, you see, they are on the roadside. Maybe he's the organizer. His brother is a shoe repairman down the road. And you say, why come nobody is making progress from here? The fact, go and watch them closely. They cheat. And they think they are smart. They have principles that by which they operate in life. And those are the things that God must purge you off before he releases you into your own prosperity. No, he can never allow you to carry those things into abundance. It's not possible. That's why you have to keep hearing the word, because the word must prune those things off for you to be able to receive God's blessing. Are you getting what I'm saying? Let's say it again. He said, how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, if he stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. So therefore, let us shout it again. He said, I will not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Says, my soul. You are speaking to yourself. My soul. Listen to me. You will not walk in the counsel of the wicked. You will not stand in the path of sinners. You will not sit in the seat of scoffers. You will not keep company with those who mock the Lord. Your best friends will not be unbelievers. Say, soul, hear me. Your best friends will not be unbelievers. No matter how rich they are. They will not be your best friends. They will not be your friends. Even though they may appear rich. If they are not rich in faith. Say, I will not walk in the counsel of sinners. I will not stand in the path of sinners. I will not sit in the seat of scoffers. Say, my soul, hear me. Your delight will be in the law of the Lord. Your delight will be in the law of the Lord. Your delight will be in the law of the Lord. The precepts of God are the things you will long for. The knowledge of God will be pleasant to your soul. Listen, he said, the knowledge of God will be pleasant to you, my soul. The knowledge of God will be the sweetness of your soul. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to myself. I will delight in the law of the Lord. In his law, I will meditate day and night. Now listen to this. You know, like I said to you, difficult times, they come in life. A time will come where you have to, like, oh God, Caleb. No wonder God was so impressed by Caleb and by Joshua. Because out of 12, two stood out. Different. Then the whole of the congregation of Israel, apart from maybe somebody like Moses, I don't know where Aaron and Miriam were in the picture. But hundreds of thousands of people joined with the 10 people. Yet, Joshua and Caleb maintained their faith in the word of God. No wonder God was impressed. Therefore, say, my soul, hear me. In the time of trial, you will stand with the Lord. When all the elders gather against me, I will stand with the Lord. When all my seniors in the village gathered against me, I will stand with the Lord. If my parents stand against me, I will still stand with the Lord. If the whole community stand against me, I will still stand with the Lord. I will trust in the word of God at all times. I will not trust in the arm of flesh. You know, God said, woe to those who run to Egypt for help. A time will come, people will tell you, run to Egypt for help. You will speak to your soul, say, in the time of adversity, you will not go to Egypt. In the time of adversity, say, in the time of adversity,
in the time of adversity,
my soul, you will not go to Egypt.
You will
stand with the Lord.
In the time of trial,
you will not eat the forbidden fruit.
You will not follow the way of the world.
Even if it appears like you will suffer,
yet you will obey the word of God.
You know, I was telling you the other time, I said, listen, one of the precepts, if a Christian wants to do politics, one of the first things he will know is that God didn't say go and win. God said go and contest. It's God that gives winning. Do you get my point? It's only people of Satan that think you must win or win. Look, according to the political, you know, agenda, order of today's age, which God is using to put people in offices, God never tells a Christian, go and win by force. If it is form, take form. If they rig you out, don't be angry. If the proper thing to do after being rigged out, obviously, is to go to court, go. Do you get my point? If you lose, relax. Because God, he said, Paul was talking, he said, I planted, Apollos watered. God gave the increase. One brother came to me once, I've told the story before. He said he had a vision, and the Lord told him he was going to be a counselor. Not a long story, in Abakaliki here. He came in this office, we sat down, we're talking. He said, the Lord spoke to him, said, you're going to be a counselor. And he told him in a vision what to do. how to make sure that he wasn't rigged out. And that day, his operation was he was on a bike from going from one place to the other, you know, in the district, making sure he was collecting, I think, copies of the, there's a way he said he did it, election results. Make a long story short, all right? He won because he operated what God said. He was such a popular man, the next election, he wanted to be local government chairman. He's left again. The Lord told him, no matter what you do, you will not be chairman. The Lord said to him simply, you are not going to be. So, of course, he took the form. The Lord knew he would take the form. He went about it. He did everything. They told him that let's go to a shrine to go and do, you know. And he said, no, I'm a Christian. I know they go to that kind of place. Then they came back this date and said, he said, since you're a Christian, you won't go to shrine. We have found a pastor. Oh God, we have found a pastor who can pray. The pastor, as soon as I read the pastor said, where's the arrears? Arrears of what, sir? The tithes in the last 2 or 3 years, you're a counselor. Before I pray, you first bring the arrears. Ah, brother, I'll not get money again. Ah, the Lord will not release his power until he gets his arrears. I heard a gist. Daniel Mokachi. They collected $120,000 from Daniel Mokachi, arrears of tithes, to heal his leg. I'm not joking about it. When I heard that recently, I said, Yeg believe. And he believed it. He must have sinned. For to believe that you committed iniquity. This my friend said, when he was there that day, I was laughing, too, was laughing. He didn't have money. The only car he had after years of being counselor, he gave it to one man to borrow money so he would pay the pastor. He paid the pastor, and that one prayed. Oh, look, let me tell you, when you know that God wants to start judgment, it is not in PDP, it's in church. In the name of Jesus, I release victory. Holy Ghost fire. God just look. Lord said, listen, I warned you. You ain't going to be no government. No. You know the election he won? Completely. He was very popular. People voted for him massively. Well, God said, just watch me. You will know who is God here. Last minute, political maneuvering. Return of the governor. Second tenure. You know the way, you know this Mwodo versus Chimed, you know this kind of thing last time. The bargaining seat was that seat as chairman. For the governor to return, one of the people supporting him said, I want that seat for one of my boys. So the governor said, it's not seat. He told the boy, sorry, I know you won the election, but we shall not return that election like that. Somebody else is going to have the seat. We'll submit him. The guy was looking like this. The whole community gathered, threatened riot. He didn't talk again like David, because the Lord had told him, do what you want. He will not be the next chairman. I told you this story to let you know that these things are real. So, when he came, of course, he don't relax. That time he was following his life, was telling the story and laughing. As believers, we know that what we are supposed to do is plant, water, and wait for God to give what? Increase. These are among the things. We know there is not a do or die affair. We follow the word of God at all times, and we know that God will raise us up in due season. It's one of the things as believers. So I'm just dropping that one. Don't ever be afraid. But what you do is, at all times, you must hold on to the word of God. They will teach you precepts. The word of God will comfort and teach you precepts you will use when you step into office. Before then, you learn them and then you hold on to them throughout. If you lose, it is not because you were not smart. It is because God didn't give you that increase. Are you getting my point? I watched American presidential election, the last one. Barack Obama won just because some people didn't drop out of the race early. There are people that will drop out of that race early, all right? And then Hillary Clinton will have won. So God kept them there. They and Hillary were dividing some votes. As soon as they finished dividing it, Obama was in the lead. They showed to the other guy, said, you see, you can't go far again. So he dropped. If he dropped earlier, Hillary would have won. Because the votes they cast before, they can't go and recast them. Ross Perot only succeeded in ensuring that George Bush did not win a second term. He couldn't win, but he broke George Bush's vote into pieces and allowed Bill Clinton to enter. God knows how he machinates his things, so don't just worry about him at all. But what do? We hold on to the word of God at all times. Therefore, you say to your soul once again, you will never depart from the Lord.
My soul, you will never depart from the Lord.
For results' sake, you will never depart from the Lord.
For results' sake, you never depart from the Lord.
That is, people will say, do it like this, how it works. Listen, results will never make you depart from the truth that God has spoken to you. Tell your soul that. If they say this is how they do it and they win, they get it. This is how it's done. Once it looks like it is not the way of God, reject it. Say, my soul, you will reject the counsel of the ungodly.
My soul, you will reject the counsel of the ungodly.
You will walk in the way of the Lord.
You will walk in the way of the Lord.
Say, you will follow the Lord fully.
You will follow the Lord fully.
You will follow the precepts of God.
You will follow the precepts of God.
You will follow the commandments of God.
You will follow the commandments of God.
You will follow the testimonies for your life. And the promises of God, they will be yours in manifestation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say to yourself, I will see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living.
My soul will yet rejoice.
Say, I will yet rejoice in the power of God. In this my life, I will see God manifest. In this life of mine, God will show up for me.
God will show up for me.
He will deliver me out of the furnace of affliction.
He will deliver me
in the lion's den. When many men rise up against me, God will strengthen me against them. He will be my defense. He will be my strong tower. He will be a strong warrior beside me. He will shatter all the enemies that rise up against me. Because my heart is completely His. You know what God is saying? The eye of the Lord runs to and fro the whole earth. You know what it means? He's looking for somebody for whose sake He can show His power. He said that He might show Himself strong on behalf of the person whose heart is perfect towards Him. As believers, what we are going for is a perfect heart. And God will show Himself strong on our behalf. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want us to do it again. Say, I will see the power of God in my life.
I will see the power of God.
Listen, you will not just tell the story of somebody else. Are you getting what I'm saying? God said, follow me fully and I will show you my power in this life. Listen, in a short while, you will enter into a place, you will wonder how you got there. You will know that only God could have done this. He said, they will say of the Lord, only in the Lord are righteousness and strength. You will have experiences in life that will demonstrate to you, listen to me, saints of God, that only in the Lord are righteousness and strength. A time will come, this may sound trivial, but there are things God will do just to let you know that He did them. A time will come, you will take your wife, your children, you will sit on a plane, all of you sitting in first class, and you are going, you say, where are you going? I'm going for a holiday, I want to go and visit my friends. It's not about money now, it's not about being materialistic. It's about God letting you know that the whole world is mine. I don't know what I get what I'm saying. When I'm praying, sometimes I say it at home, I tell my wife, I say, listen, even when I'm telling the Lord, I say, sometimes I pray about, it's not because I feel like, yes, I need this. I said, no, I just want to, you know what God did for Peter? They harvested fish. And I said, leave the fish, let's go. I don't know whether you get the point. They harvested fish. Plenty, caught plenty of fish. After Peter, Peter was shaking. My Lord and my God, depart from me because I'm a sinner. He said, okay, now, so you've gotten the point. Let's go. As for the fish, you don't know what he did with it. I don't know what I got to say. Let me prophesy to you again. You will catch a draught of fish even if you don't need it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That God might demonstrate to you that the power belongs to Him.
Amen.
For me, that's a... Look, God, that's what I want you to do for me. That I will boldly declare from my own personal experience that the power belongs to God. David said, look, when he spoke once, I heard that thing twice. That the power belongs to God. You need to know that the power does not belong to connected people. You will experience yet in this your life that the power does not belong to any political godfather. You will experience in this your life that power does not even belong to money. I told you like many years ago, I heard M.K. Abiola's talk. Somebody prayed for him. And he said, may Agbano is a Yoruba expression. It's a spirit that wastes people's money and their fortune. Say, may it not enter into your money for the good works it was doing. And the man foolishly replied, I felt bad when I heard it. He said, let it enter. That it will eat and eat and eat, it will be frustrated, it will go away. When I heard that, I knew the man was in trouble. He had too much faith in money. Yet when his wife died, he shouted, shame on money. When his wife died. Because if it was money to treat the woman, they had it. Yes, she died of her affliction. And the man shouted, shame on money. Well, I said, why will he utter that kind of statement that let it enter? I said, he doesn't know God. And when God wanted to show that the power belongs to me, he didn't take money from him. He took him from money. He didn't take money from him. He took him from money. The man was so rich that time, Babangida offered him almost ₦1 billion of that time to pay him off for his expenses in contest for the election. About ₦900 million of that time. And the man walked out of the negotiation. That's how the money was then. He had plenty of it. Yet, when Godwin Dabo went to beg Abacha to let him go, Abacha said to Godwin Dabo, see, tell him I will never release him. Why? He said he has too much money. You don't get what I'm saying? The very thing that he trusted him was the reason why he was in jail. He said, tell him I will never let him go. That he has too much money, he will destabilize my government. And he never let him go. I say in life, we must know that who has the power? God. In your life, God will demonstrate to you by manifestation of his goodness, not judgment. Because you have come to follow him fully. By the manifestation of his goodness, he will demonstrate to you that the power belongs to him. Amen. And you will see it and you will rejoice. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You will get a job you hardly applied for. It closed before your application got in and you did not know anybody. You will get it, even if God tells you come out after 6 months. He said, I just want you to know that from now on, don't think you don't know people and that's a hindrance. And it will happen to somebody listening to me this evening. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be sick. You will get so healed before you even finish praying. So that you will know that the power belongs to God. Amen. You think that what you can do is jobs worth 2 million, 3 million, 4 million naira. You will soon get a contract worth 100 million. Amen. Just so that you will know that the power belongs to God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And in the midst of this, you know, he said to Peter, now that you have seen this fish, come, I will make you fishers of men. The spirit of faith will be so strong in you, you will be able to walk away from it and become whatever God wants you to be. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Receive that spirit of faith in the name of Jesus. Amen. Receive the spirit to follow the Lord fully in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Your walk will be pleasing to him in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The meditation of your heart will be pleasant before him in the name of Jesus Christ. Your soul will only dwell upon that which is good, amen, which is lovely, amen, which is just, amen, which is of good report. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, you will walk in a manner pleasing to God at all times. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Share your brethren. The word works. God bless you.